Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. Today, I just want to share with you a couple quick things before we get into today's topic. So my youngest daughter just got her prom dress, and I'm super excited about it because she's a little bit picky and particular about certain things. And a lot of times she doesn't find something that's quite exactly what she likes. But we went shopping for her dress. And the very first store we were in, she found a dress that she really loved and it looks great on her. We've since taken it to a tailor to get it fitted. And I'm just really excited and hard to believe that my youngest child is going to her senior prom very soon. And then we'll be graduating from high school and I'll have no more kids in high school. So it's kind of crazy, but pretty exciting. It was really fun to go take her to see that or to get that dress and really super exciting that she found it so quickly and easily. So another thing that I'm just really enjoying right now is, as I've said before, the change in the seasons. I'm just really enjoying doing things outside, doing some gardening, getting ready to plant some seeds, getting vegetable plants ready to go, riding. I know you guys know I ride horses. I ride year round, but this time of year when the weather gets nicer, it's just so much more fun to be outside and doing things like that. Bike riding, just all kinds of stuff. So I'm really enjoying this change in the seasons. So for today's episode, each year during the anniversary month of this podcast, which it is now, I do an episode that's related to progress over perfection, just moving forward, or like today's topic says, why taking the next step matters. So this year, I'm celebrating the 4-year anniversary of this podcast. I started in April of 2020 when we all had a little bit of extra time at home. And starting a podcast was something that I had considered over the course of time, but not something I really ever took too seriously or thought that I would actually really do one day. But when we were all on lockdown and I had a little extra time on my hands, I decided to give it a try. And each week, I keep taking the next step, getting out a new episode, and no matter how imperfect they may be, here I am with a catalog of over 500 episodes. So that kind of leads us into today's topic of why taking the next step matters. If someone told me to create 500 episodes over any amount of time for a podcast, I would think that that was totally crazy and not possible. But by continuing to take the next step, I was able to do that without it ever feeling like a huge task at all. It just happened naturally over the course of time by picking up the microphone and taking the next step and recording one episode every time. So sometimes there are things that we might like to do, but the process or the amount of work involved can really seem overwhelming. If you can determine what the next step would be to get you closer to your goal, you can focus on that step only and not worry about the rest until you're ready to move to that next step. The smaller you can break down the steps, the easier it will be for you to keep moving forward. And you know, remember that things will build over time. When you look back, you will be amazed at how far you have come. But that can't happen unless you keep taking that next step forward, even if it's just a little bit at a time. And do you ever think about things like maybe a degree or any education you've completed, or savings, retirement savings, any type of financial goals you've completed? any things that you've kind of been able to build up over time. If you're looking forward from the starting point and you think where you would need to get to the end, it's going to seem very large and possibly not possible to do or unachievable. But if you look backwards and think of all the things you have accomplished and how things have built up over time, you'll see that you've already done things like this. So you can do it again. You can think of the things that you want to do, the things that you want to work on, and just keep taking that next step and moving forward towards accomplishing your future goals. As I'm sure many of you know who listen to this podcast for any amount of time, you will know that this podcast is not perfect. It's not that I would not like for it to be perfect. It's not that I would not like to say, you know, and all those other things that I might say much less often. It would be nice not to lose my train of thought while I'm recording like I often do, or at the very least of all, to edit all of those things out. However, the reality is that I have a limited amount of time, just like you all do. And if I spent time trying to get the podcast perfect, I would have to give up other things in my life that are important to me. So I do the best I can and move forward. It feels good to get an episode recorded and put out there than it would feel to hardly ever get one out in an effort to make it perfect. If there is something that you really want to do, then just try to do it the way that you're able to, even if that means it might not be exactly how you would envision it in a perfect world. You will definitely improve over time. When you first start taking steps toward whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you're going to probably feel kind of unsure about it, especially if it's something new that you haven't done before. This is when it's important to take the next step forward anyway. When you take the next step, you're going to start to figure things out. Don't worry about being judged by anyone or even by yourself for not doing things exactly right. No one starts out as an expert, and no one says you have to try to be an expert to pursue doing something that you enjoy or have always wanted to try. You don't have to be the best at something to be doing it. We all have different skill sets, and certain things you may never be the greatest at, but it doesn't mean you can't still do it as good as you're able to. So no matter what it is, you will still get better at it over time, even if you don't wind up being like an amazing, like the best of the best at something. Just by the nature of doing something, you will get better at it over time. You'll learn more things and you'll figure out ways to do it better or more efficiently or whatever it is that you're trying to do. So I am hopeful that this episode can encourage you. Not that you would want to do a podcast, and I'm not trying to use the number of episodes in that way, thinking that anybody else would want to necessarily do something of this nature, but it's more just kind of showing as an example that I do have 500 podcast episodes now, and to sit down and record 500 podcast episodes would sound like an enormous task. But because I kept doing it each week and every time I had to sit down and get an episode recorded, I kept taking the next step and I kept moving one step forward to now having those 500 episodes. And you can do the same thing with whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether it's tackle an organization project or it's creating some type of project that you want to work on, some type of business or some type of online shop, or maybe it's just a hobby or a skill or a sport that you want to learn, whatever it is that you're trying to do that you're holding back on, just keep taking that next step forward and you will see you will start moving forward and making progress. So that is it for today's episode. I hope this motivated you and I really appreciate you being here to listen. So thank you so much for listening and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience.
So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.